comment.
Hey, is Joey East in?
Hold on. Hello?
Joey.
This is him.
Hey, it's Matt Reardon. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I've wanted to talk to you a couple of times and haven't caught you, so I'm glad I was able to reach you.
What's got going on?
Well, I was gonna see. First of all, I was gonna see if there was any way you could maybe help me out with something. So I need to see my daughter, Lydia.
Okay.
She's almost 6 years old, and my ex is under indictment right now for filing a false police report in Olive Branch. She tried to put fake rape charges on me back in November of 2019. November of 2018. She has manipulated the court system, the legal system now three different times trying to keep my daughter away. There is a standing visitation order that I'm supposed to get my daughter every other weekend. I've been paying $600 a month in child support every single month. And she has been vindictive and kept my daughter away from me since January, midway through January, when we had a baby at Le Bonheur that was born on Christmas Day. So it's pretty sickening. I haven't laid eyes on my daughter. I haven't talked to her. I haven't seen her since January. And I would like to, I wanted to see if there was a deputy that could escort me over there, for me just to, you know, lay eyes on her. She's in direct contempt of the judge's orders. I know it's custodial interference. I at least just want to see my daughter and talk to her.
Right. What is your attorney telling you? Have they not went back to court to get the visitations?
Well, that's the thing. I'm in a...
Like a holder in contempt.
Well, it'd be something I would need to file myself. We've been just upside down, you know, as far as finances. Like I said, we had a baby at Le Bonheur for almost 2 months, and our living expenses doubled. My attorney, Andy Arant, was the one that handled that for the visitation and the custody. And he is now working from home. You know, this coronavirus has everything just backed up. It would be at least, you know, a couple of months before I could get something filed. I mean, I need to go to North Mississippi Rural Legal Services, but they're backed up. They're not taking anybody right now. And it's a mess.
Right.
I mean, it's just been a, and it seems like since 17, it's just been a, one thing after the other. It's just kind of...
I got what you're saying. Can you send me a thing of the visitation stuff?
Yes, sir. I can... I needed to go...
We need to look at it, and we'll have to contact her. I'm scared that if we carry out there, I don't have a problem with that, if she's okay with it. But I'm afraid if we go out there, then she's going to end up signing charges on him for trespassing or something.
Well, that's why I wanted a deputy to escort me,
right,
because as
right.
long as I'm not causing a scene, she
yeah.
can't say that I was causing a scene. She can't say that I was doing anything, you know, other than I was there. I have joint legal custody of my daughter, and I have not been brought in the loop of anything. I've been paying my child support every month. I just, you know, she's very mad that she was arrested on filing a false police report. That whole plan foiled on her. I've got recordings of her admitting that her and her husband conspired together to do this, you know, and it's completely unfair.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't feel safe myself going out there without having a deputy.
Sure.
just to ensure that everything is on the up and up.
Well, send me, give you my fax number or email or however you can send it. You tell me.
Yes, sir. Can I send it to your email address?
Sure.
Okay.
You got a pen?
Yes, sir.
It's J East.
Okay.
@Lafitte.
Okay.
Coms, COMS.com.
Good deal.
And then we'll, can't promise nothing, but we'll at least contact her and tell her that what you're wanting to do, and that way we can, she says no, heck no, and those fish comes out of him beside charges. Yeah. And we'll know that's off limits, and we'll let her know that you probably could go through the court system to seek a child.
Well, I've already given her that direct warning that if she didn't let me, that I was going to have to. I mean, if I have to go that route, it's going to be a, you know, changing custody. I've abided by everything. She's tried to file these false charges against me that haven't stuck. Called DHS 3 times, trying to, you know, come up with just random things, and it's sickening. But yeah, so. Hey, I'm off probation now. I've been keeping my nose clean. I know the banishment was for the period of probation, so but I still haven't. I've still stayed out in Lee County. So,
well, there you go. Well, you're doing good. That's good for you. I'm
yes,
proud
sir.
For you.
So I was trying to think. There's one other thing I was going to ask you, and I cannot think of what that was. I've got to go get my stepdaughter here shortly. That's why I was going to ask you about going out there. She's out there by Water Valley, and
yeah.
While I was out there getting my stepdaughter, my stepdaughter's asked about Lydia countless times. She misses her, and I was going to see about going by and you know, checking on Lydia.
Yeah. Well, send me that so we can look at it. We can at least contact her. I be honest with you, I bet she's not going to let us. But at least we can, that can, you know, and I hate that for you, but, you know, if you go out there, that's going to cause you problems if she signs charges or something. And this way it shows that you contacted us and we tried to call her for you and see if you could see your child. She said no, and... You know, it's kind of a waiting game for you. It may be bad now, but that type of stuff helps you later in court when y'all get there.
It does, but it's just I cannot get these times back. You know, I feel like
I hear what you're saying, yeah. And I read a report for one out there and checked on it for you the other day.
Yeah. What would you do, Joey, if you were in my shoes? And it was your child that.
You know, that's tough, man. For each person is different. It depends on what frame of mind you're in at the time. You know, I'd like to think that I would try to stay within the law and do right. But, you know, again, sometimes a waiting game, doing right's hard, but the reward in the end could be best.
Yeah.
You know, you may not get to see it for another 3 months, but in the end, if you show the judge you're doing everything you're supposed to do and you're doing it right, you know, your reward could be that you get your daughter full time.
I feel like she has no right to play the judge, jury, and executioner. And
I don't disagree with that at all. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I feel like it doesn't show care on my behalf if I don't you know, do everything I can to at least see my daughter and
yeah.
Speak to her.
And I think you're doing everything within the law, and if, you know, maybe you're, I don't know who your attorney is or who your attorney. You said Mr. Arendt, but, you know, at least they could, if nothing else, she could bring the child up here to the jail and you could come up here and see her.
Right.
You know, at least you could have, you know, come up here and we'd let you use our room or something and you could see your child there for, you know, there's ways that it could work. It's just ways to work it out.
Well, when she did this stuff before and tried and just completely abused the legal system. I mean, we had a supervised visitation. It was when everything happened back in 2017. It was when I became an outlaw. And, you know, she had it all rigged up to where it was supervised visitation. Actually, it was that whole month of May. And, you know, that got overturned and put back to unsupervised. And... You know, now she did this. So, I mean, my biggest thing is I just want to lay eyes on her. And if she doesn't let me go over there and see her, do you mind sending, you know, somebody out there just to lay eyes on my daughter?
Sure, absolutely.
Welfare check?
Yep.
Okay.
We can do that. We'll send somebody. We'll send somebody out there to talk to them when they're out there. They can lay eyes on her at the same time.
That sounds good. All right, Joey, I'm going to get this sent over to you here in just a minute. It'll be the latest order. I'm going to ask Andy if he's got the order that we did, because I know that the latest order, you know, incorporates the previous order as well. But it just goes back to, you know, this is my visitation schedule.
Sure.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep.